It was, well, a zoo in Washington, D.C. today as people flocked to celebrate the first birthday of giant panda cub Tyshawn. The Smithsonian's National Zoo has been packed with people with panda fever since 6 a.m. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
This little bear is bigger than the Beatles. There are oohs and ahs every time little Tyshawn moves. And the people watching the 56-pound tyke clamber around on Mom Meshong's back, then tumble off onto the ground, practically vibrated with delight. Little kids like Niall, Phoenix, and Nico Diggs stood excitedly in line, blowing little birthday horns and clutching tiny rubber pandas to their chest. 7-year-old Phoenix.
You love the pandas?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Because the pandas are cute and cuddly.
Her 4-year-old sister, Nico, has a better reason.
Because they're babies.
Nico, like many in this crowd, has been watching Tyshawn grow on the zoo's panda cam. The site has drawn about 2 million visits a month since Tyshawn's birth last year. Mike Silvetti says his wife Mia was behind quite a few of those hits. They are, he admits, a little scary in their devotion to the pandas.
Especially her. We drove down from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania yesterday and stayed overnight so we get here early. She has her panda ears on, which she sleeps in half the time.
The zoo's chief veterinarian, Suzanne Murray, was grinning as broadly as the visitors here. But she says experts are learning a lot about this endangered species. Tyshawn's birth followed years of failed attempts at breeding the bears in captivity, but Dr. Murray says it was worth it.
I've never listened to a baby panda heart before, or palpated the abdomen before, or looked in their eyes. So every new milestone is a new exciting development.
Right now, an agreement with China means Tyshawn must be sent there when he turns 2 for future breeding. Lucinda Lewis of Washington, D.C. has actually started a website, amnestyfortyshawn.com, aimed at keeping him here.
We're trying to say send a sperm, not the bear, because through medical technology, we don't have to deport the bear and put him through that and disrupt his feng shui.
But in China, the giant panda's native habitat, there are fewer than 180 in captivity and about 1,600 in the wild. The zoo's Dr. Murray says Tyshawn could help change that.
If at 2 years of age he should go back, he would potentially have the chance to have his offspring released into the wild.
Still, zoo officials acknowledge that they'd love to keep the little guy longer, and note there will be room. An expanded giant panda habitat opens in September, but it isn't cheap to keep them. A recent study found that a zoo spends an average $3.2 million a year for a giant panda couple with a cub. But the cost isn't what brought people like Linda Barksdale barreling down I-95 to stand in the zoo looking exasperated.
I drove 5 hours to see a panda bear. Okay.
And was it cute?
Yeah, he's cute. I must admit, he is cute.
So the pandemonium continues. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.